This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Joe.
Hello.
And Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And we're here to discuss New Girl Season 4, Episode 2, Dice. But before we do, we'll pass around the feeling stick. I have nothing today. Joe, do you have anything?
Well, this one did not have any...
Nope. It's his feeling stick.
Oh, not about the episode.
I'm like, Joe, do you just do it on purpose now?
No, I don't think. The only thing is I was looking on Netflix for that mission to launch that you said.
Oh, failure to launch.
Yeah, failure to launch. Jess's first movie, but I can't find it.
No, it's on Netflix. HBO Max.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So there's a little plug.
Heather?
HBO Max.
Do you have any feelings, Dick?
Yeah, just a quick one. I'm sure most people know this, but just in case some viewers of New Girl don't watch The Neighborhood, Max's daughter in real life was recently on it, so you might want to check it out.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Joe, before I read the Netflix description, since we go every other, what's your Joflix description of this episode?
Ooh.
Of Dice.
Apartment 4D, you can't roll the dice with love.
Oh, you can't roll the dice with love.
Right.
The Netflix description is Schmidt helps Jess use a dating app. Nick, Cece, and Coach are high on marijuana brownies when Winston invites them to a party with other LAPD cadets. Ooh. Two very different...
I'm going Joflix.
Yeah, I don't hate the Joflix one.
Yeah.
Guest stars from this episode include Ryan O'Flanagan, who plays Jacob, and who's also in American Dad. He is the date who was a magician. And then I forgot to look up his name, but I was watching it, and one of the dates she goes on is, did you watch the movie Love Hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the guy who catfished her from Love Hard. He was one of her dates.
Oh.
I forgot to look up his name, though. Okay, so we'll get right into the episode. We open in the loft, and Schmidt is walking Barb out, who's the third girl this week that he's hooked up with.
When Jess asks, pretty.
Yes. When Jess asked how, he said Dice and Tinder, but they're not for you. It's all of your first instinct. Don't go on no matter what you do. So, of course, she grabs his phone and immediately goes on Dice and says she's DTF, which to her stands for darn tootin' fun.
That's like something I would do.
But that's not what other people think that means.
And she calls Schmidt Schmitty. I love when she does that.
Cute.
Yeah.
So now we're at the bar, and Winston says that he's not clicking socially with the other cadets, which his friends are like, oh, wow, I'm so surprised. And he doesn't have a nickname, and all the other ones do. When he walks away, Coach Cece and Nick are like, hey, we're about to live with a cop. Does that mean we can't do illegal things anymore? I don't know what illegal things they were doing before. So they decide that they need to get high because Coach never had, and they're worried about living with a cop. So that's what they're going to spend the afternoon doing. So Jess calls during this interaction and says to, I guess Schmidt must have been at the bar too, that she did dice. She diced, even though she shouldn't have, and she needs a ride. And we see her with a super sketchy looking guy. This episode did remind me of you a lot.
And he's on a treadmill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the loft, Schmidt is barely even speaking to her. And she said, what, he looked nice in his picture. It cut off his weird goatee braid. And, you know, she says that all the red flags and admits that she might be a little bit gullible because people have told her that. She has no reason not to believe them. And asks him for help.
Like me.
And he just walks away. And then in the middle of the night, while she's sleeping, wakes her up and says, I will teach you dice. It's a little scary.
It was scary.
Yeah. So they're at the bar, and I love how he has a poster board. He's got pens.
Oh, he's so organized.
Like a whole seminar.
Yeah.
And then when she's wrong, he hits a button that makes noise, and she goes, is that our taboo buzzer? And this reminded me of me, because she's like, do you think you could put it back in the box when you're done? That would, like, drive me nuts if someone took and put it back. So before we get too deep into the seminar, Cece, Nick, and Coach are all high in the loft. Except for Coach isn't high at all. It's not affecting him. When Winston walks in and says he's invited to a party and he needs to bring the gang for support. And this is, I think, the first time
we see... appearance of the bird shirt.
Yeah, see him wearing a bird shirt.
I went insane.
No, but... No? Nick says, oh, you're going to feel it. It's coming. Mm-hmm. When the high coming
from
to...
the weed brownies. Oh, you're going to feel... From the brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nick gives a really weird speech about how they should go to the party. He's like, I just ran all the different scenarios in my head. Nothing can go wrong. And then when they get to the party, it's all police officers. Like, oh, I did not see this coming. What? Literally, it's Winston told him. Yeah. So there's a lot more in that scene, and it's really funny because it's Nick just being crazy.
If you have closed caption, you'll catch it.
Yeah. Or if you just watch the episode.
I bet there's a lot of good lines in there that I missed. Yeah.
So they get to the party. It's all police officers. They're all staring at them. And then right then, that's when the high hits Coach, and he starts acting a little weird, too.
And Winnie has another great shirt on.
Oh, was it a bird shirt also?
It was a bird shirt also.
Jeez. I wonder who just woke up that day and decided, Winston's going to wear a bird shirt.
I don't know, because cats snack on birds, so it's not like he wants
to. We haven't seen Ferguson in several episodes.
Yeah. I think Ferguson's in season 5 or 6, probably.
He got out again.
Yeah, they're spotty with their... I never thought they were, but now that we do this, I realize Ferguson's spotty with his appearances. So we're back at the bar, and he's giving Jess some tips, like, to never get into a van, and warning signs, like if a guy says, meet me by my house, I'm staying in a hotel right now, talks about his mom a lot, or he prefers public transportation, and then translates all those for her, meaning they're homeless, or they're crazy, whatever.
I think it's touching that he's, like, being so detailed and helping her so
it's
much.
Really cute.
He doesn't want anything bad to happen.
I love how he can't do anything halfway.
No, he cannot. He's like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says the next phase is dice dates, and he set her up on 10 dice dates in one day.
What?
That's a lot.
That's too many.
I thought 10 guys were going to walk in.
At once?
Oh, and she just chooses.
That would have been speed dating.
Yeah.
He's trying to give her 10 years of experience in one day.
Yeah.
So she asked the first date, what do you do? And he grows raisins.
Oh, that was funny.
He's clearly crazy. And Schmidt has to come end the date because just can't do it. Even
is that
when he
what
said
she was
he,
like, tell me more about raisins.
She's like, I can't wait for you to tell me more or whatever. Yeah. Even when he said he was in prison,
ooh.
And that's when Schmidt finally loses his cool and comes over and says, Ma called, the bees are back.
Yeah, that was so funny. He could have just said, Jess, we have an emergency at the apartment.
Exactly. So they're in the car and he's like, you need to just make up an excuse and leave no matter what happens. Keep it simple. But before we see more of the dates, we're back at the barbecue party. And Winston's like, I need you guys to stay by me, make me look cool when I crack a joke, laugh, let's go. And no one follows him. Being a terrible friend to Winston, as usual.
Usual, yes.
Then Cece's telling her life story to one of the police officers, and when she's done, says, what was the question? He said, I didn't ask you anything. He just walked up to me and started talking.
So funny.
That also reminded me of Hev.
That is me, yeah.
Hev-centric episode. Then, oh, this part actually made me want to cry.
What?
When Winston's trying to tell a joke to the cadets, he's like, and then I see a spider, and I'm like, I hope this is Charlotte's Web, and you're nice.
Oh, that was funny.
Because it's such a bad joke, but it's so cute.
It was cute.
And then he's like, you know Charlotte's Web? I don't want to spoil it for you guys.
Like everybody doesn't know Charlotte's Web.
Oh, my God. Joe, do you know Charlotte's Web?
I know the thing, but besides the spider, is there an elephant or something?
A pig.
Yeah, pig.
Yeah,
close.
Charlotte's the pig, I think.
No,
Charlotte's the little girl.
Oh, the girl.
Yeah.
Charlotte's not the spider?
Oh, Charlotte's the spider?
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, Charlotte's web.
Yeah.
What's the pig's name, then?
I don't remember, but she uses the web to save his life, because they were going to slaughter him to make food. But he has above him, she writes something with her web, like his name or something about him to save him.
What was his name?
I don't know. For some reason, I want to say Gilbert. I know that's not right. Wilbur?
I want to say Bumpy.
Wilbur,
yeah. So Schmidt and Jess are practicing exit lines in the car. And she says that she doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And in what is just a lovely moment, he says, Jess, you are the prize here. You are the best girl left on dice. You're the last piece of pie. I even made a heart next to
him. That's when I got teared up.
Because you can tell he really loves her, even though he acts always exasperated by
I mean,
her.
I didn't sob. It was just misty-eyed.
Okay. Yeah. Then we see Jess successfully starts using these lines to leave dates. excuse me. And we're back at the party, and Cece's now talking again to a dog. And I love when the dog looks at the waitress. Oh, am I boring you now?
And that's so funny because my dog does that to me.
Oh, yeah, your dog does get bored by you. Then Coach starts hugging someone, and Nick's like, oh, no, they're going to know we're high. So he kicks over the only grill at the party, which is very small for all those people.
For all those people, yeah.
And they all run, and they're like, Bishop, what's up with your friends? He's like, I don't know, they just kicked over the grill and ran that way. So cute. So we're on the last date. It's the guy Jess initially saw and Dyson was interested in. Turns out he's from Portland. They're getting along great. Best date ever when he says he lives close. And even though he was just innocently saying it because of her training from Schmidt, she gets mad and is like, oh, I see how it is. You're just trying to get me to come back to your place. He's like, oh, you just make a snap decision and it's over and leaves. And Jess is upset and feels bad, even though you can tell that Schmidt's excited and wants to celebrate.
Right.
And she says she wants to date someone to fall in love and that he's going through life not knowing if all these girls he hooks up with are great or not. And he's doing things wrong. And you can tell he kind of starts to think about it.
He does start thinking. And then he says, let's have some wine. Oh, this is a fancy salad bottle. Yeah. How delightful.
Yeah, he's all excited. That was really fancy salad dressing. So they're in back at the party and they're in the closet having a really deep talk. Cece decides she's going to go back to school because Coach thinks it's a good idea. When the police come in acting like they're arresting them, flashlights, freaking out. And then Winston comes in and is like, oh, I could tell you guys were high, so we played a joke on you. Where he gets the nickname Toilet.
Oh,
because with roommates like that, you have to put up with a lot of crap.
Oh, that's why.
Terrible nickname.
It doesn't matter because he got a nickname.
And you know what's so funny? Whenever anyone talks about him, especially on like our Facebook groups and stuff, like, oh, Winnie the Bish or this or that, no one ever remembers Toilet as his nickname. Like Courtroom Brown.
Courtroom Brown is what we're naming our next
What was
pet.
The lightning one? Lightning. Brown Lightning.
Brown Lightning, yeah. No, but I was just, all he wanted was something to, some kind of camaraderie.
Exactly.
So at least he had a nickname.
So now Jess is back on the date with a guy from Dice and says she's sorry. Her roommate had taught her all these things, but she really wanted to have a second date with him. And that's when he says, we can make that first date disappear and starts doing magic tricks because he's not just a comedian. He's a comedic magician. Which reminds me of the time you took me, as we referenced several times now, on the comedy murder mystery clues.
Dinner cruise.
Too many things.
Look at Joe.
Why are you so proud?
Oh, that was good.
It was way too many things at once.
Oh,
we're on
good.
A boat. We're having dinner. There's comedy. Someone's pretending to die.
Joe was saving time. He combined three dates.
First date was like
That's
45
the best
dates.
First date ever. I mean,
it's unforgettable.
Nobody's ever taken anyone that I know of on a murder mystery comedy.
I didn't even know they existed.
He saw a billboard.
Saw a billboard.
He walked into work. He's like, I got a great idea. I just saw a billboard for a murder mystery dinner cruise. That's comedy. I was like, what am I doing?
Joe's open to new things. Didn't you want to go raspberry picking the other weekend?
Yep.
Yes, no one in the family eats raspberries.
I do.
I love picking raspberries.
What? I've known you for 20 years, and I've never seen you pick a raspberry.
Well, I got the urge the other day.
So 20 years ago was the last time you did this thing that you love to do so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on. So Schmidt's now with the same girl he was at the beginning of the episode, and she's like, hey, maybe we go for coffee, we get to know each other. And she goes, I don't think you know how Dice works. And then we yell, Jessica! And at the end,
it's not for dating another
one. Dice is racy.
At the end, we flash back to Jess sitting through a lot of terrible magic tricks. And that's the end of the episode. So now let's get into Jess looks. Heather, I think I know what yours is going to be.
Well, okay, when she's at the first guy's house who's on the treadmill, she's wearing a black sweater white bows. Very innocent. You guys, guess who has the same sweater? My dog, Sprinkle.
Hers are multicolored bows.
Other than that, it's the exact same. I almost had her wear that tonight, but it was too uncomfortable for her.
So I thought you were going to say the pajamas with balloons on them at the start of the episode, because you love when she wears themed pajamas.
I actually didn't. I also like the gray dress with a bow, and I love the red ribbon. That's all I put.
I can't believe you didn't put the pajamas. So I put the pajamas in first place. The gray dress she wore on all the dates in second place, and the bow sweater in third. But overall, an excellent episode for Jess look.
Yes.
Well, I would say when she was on the comedic magician date.
So the gray dress.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that dress a lot too. Yeah.
Okay. So best dressed, I'm giving to Jess, because when you get three looks that I can't decide between, you definitely win. Joe, who are you giving best dressed to?
For the entire thing?
For the whole episode. Any character who was best dressed. It's a new question, so I could see why it's stumped.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez. He doesn't have notes, but he has a bag full of cookies.
Yeah.
You can literally hear him eating for our podcast.
I made them.
Yeah, they're very good.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
So anyways, this is a tough one because...
Best dressed?
I think Nick had a flannel that was red, white, and blue.
Maybe. Okay. He might have.
Coach had a red hoodie. So there's nothing that stood out.
Okay. Heather, okay. Best dressed?
I don't know how everybody didn't have the same answer.
Winnie
B in the bird shirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that why
you
did something else?
No, I just really felt like her... It's just a strong episode, and it's been a while since I've loved all her clothes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Favorite Schmidt moment. This is kind of weird for me. So, obviously, the one where he says, you're the pie or whatever, super sweet. But there are certain episodes where Max Greenfield's eyes are just, like, all I notice.
Oh, really?
And this was one of them. I don't know if this is because a lot of outdoor shots.
Wait, you only notice them because they're pretty or because of his eye movements?
No, how beautiful his eyes are.
Oh, okay.
Because they're such a unique color.
Okay.
And sometimes I watch a whole episode and I never think about it. And other times I'm like, wow, that guy's got cool eyes.
They're brown, I thought.
Nope.
Like what Joe's wearing makes his eyes pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a weird thing to pick out. But my favorite moment was just that his eyes were pretty. Joe. Okay. Oh, zero jar count as usual. Joe. Favorite Schmidt moment? Did you like his eyes too?
No.
No.
I would say the dice thing.
Oh, definitely.
And when he was...
When he was teaching her, you mean?
Yeah.
When he was teaching. Oh, that was good.
And all the different things that he had.
Yes.
The taboo buzzer.
Yeah.
Is that my taboo buzzer? Yeah. Focus.
Well, and I love when he sat down, he goes, okay, pretend I show up for your date. She's like, hi, nice to meet you. And he buzzes. He's like, I don't look like this guy at all. And she's like, what? I thought we were role playing. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
Was it this episode where she tries to make excuse to get out of it and goes... Oh, I'm the right wing center, center wing.
My hockey team. I have practice.
Yeah, I have practice.
That was one of her excuses.
But that's a political position, not a hockey position. We ever hear, he's right center or he's center right wing.
Oh,
that's a political
thing.
Yeah, there's right wing people who are kind of center. But it was funny that she got called out on it, but.
Yeah, that's not even a position.
Yeah. But half out
of practice. Right wing center.
Heather, favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, okay. Well, I had to, obviously, telling Jess she was a piece of the pie, because that made me cry.
So cute.
And then I just thought, it's just so funny, in the middle of all that was going on, this is fancy salad dressing. Delightful.
Yeah. Okay, that brings us to favorite or funniest moment. I put... The whole episode, because I really have always liked this episode. I thought it was really funny. The two storylines were both equally funny to me. And so there's just everything about it was my favorite.
Nice.
Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment?
Oh, it just had to be, not that it was, well, I guess it was kind of funny. I just love seeing Winston accepted.
Yeah.
That was just my favorite part.
Even if his nickname's Toilet.
Yeah.
Joe, favorite or funniest?
Well... For me, because I like comedy and magic, it was
no,
when
he
that
didn't
guy,
go on a comedy
that
magic.
That guy's
show.
Like, hey, I got nose candy. And she's like, oh.
This is my last one.
And all of a sudden, it's a red vine coming out of his nose.
I know, thank God.
That was gross.
And then, what do you get when you crack an egg? Amish, you know? And it's like... It was an egg dressed up like an Amish guy.
Right.
Yeah, we saw it. Yeah.
So yeah. But
you do like combo things.
Yeah. So that interaction with Jess there was hilarious because she's like, oh, that's good. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's when she had to get out of there.
That brings us to Honey Roast Award for the best character performance in this episode. I put everyone because...
I see a theme.
Right, but... like, I like Hannah Simone a lot, and I think that a lot of times she doesn't have a lot to do in an episode. It's not that she's not a great actress or her character's not strong, and I felt like she had a lot to do, like how she was always panned to him talking to someone who didn't want to be talking to her.
That was fun.
Yeah, Winston had a lot to do. Coach Nick was just, you know, always being Nick. He's always great. Schmidt and Jess had so much great to do, so I just felt like it was equally distributed.
Schmidt and Jess, like, just the two of them chemistry. Had a neat dynamic. Yeah.
Joe, Honey Roast Award.
Oh, definitely the comedic magician.
I had a feeling. You know what's interesting is even when I'd only watched the series once, that scene always stuck with me. People talk about bad dates, magicians.
Yeah.
It really sticks with you. Because it's like the way his like weird movements after he does a trick. Yeah. It's so annoying.
He's so proud of himself.
And doing the giant ring. These are giant rings that are interconnected.
Yeah. No, I'm late to a giant's wedding.
Yeah.
Giant's wedding.
Heather, who's your honey roast?
Well, I actually have to give out two. Obviously anybody's going to give it to the magician. So that's one. And the second one is Winnie B.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. There's zero bear references that I caught, you guys.
I didn't catch one.
Okay. So that brings us to discussion questions. I feel like one of the most obvious, easiest questions, which is mine, is have you ever been on a terrible date? You had to make an excuse to get out of, or you wanted to leave. I had to go on this murder mystery comedy. Just kidding.
Took a few years to leave after that, so it was pretty good.
Oh my God. I do have a story, but I'll let you guys go first. Joe, have you ever been on a bad date?
But I was on an awkward date.
A murder mystery cruise?
Well, it was a comedy show, actually.
Oh.
And it was in Lake Tahoe on my honeymoon.
What? An awkward date on your honeymoon?
Yeah. The comedian
that's not when it
likes to interact with the crowd, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
That was a magic show.
That was magic or
that
comedy?
That was actually a magic show because they hypnotized someone. We have been to a magic show.
Oh, that's right. And it was comedy, too.
I don't remember if it was comedy or not.
I do a lot of combos. Murder mystery, magician.
Yeah, it's kind of a theme.
I can't believe I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. And the guy ended up hitting on Jill whole time.
No,
the magician?
Yeah. And then, like, after the show, he's out in the hall. Like, when does an act ever come out in the hall? You don't see, you know, Freddie Mercury out, you know, saying hi to the Queen fans.
Well, it would be impossible
that
to
is
now,
not
but
exactly
yeah.
what happened.
You should be backstage going out the back door, buddy. What's going on here?
Signing autographs.
Yeah.
He hit on me. That's not what happened. He hit on me while I was in line to get, like, a snack or a drink. The show was at a hotel. And he was, like, chatting me up. And I was like, oh, this is awkward. Like,
I just
got married.
Was it after the performance?
No, it was before.
Oh, okay.
And so I went up to Joe. I'm like, yeah, like, this is really weird. This guy was hitting on me in line. Like, I handled the best way I could. And then we sat down, and the curtain opened. And I was like, oh, that's the guy.
Was he in a different outfit?
No.
Oh. No. Yeah, he's out scouring the crowd before his show, like a predator.
We're at a casino. Are there casinos in Tahoe?
I don't know. I thought we were filming an episode of To Catch a Predator. I was like, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, him being dressed up
wasn't...
That's
a very awkward
Him being dressed up wasn't weird because we were at a casino. So it wasn't like he was dressed in some way that indicated...
Oh, he wasn't in like a cape and a hat.
No.
Oh, that's what I picture a magician wearing.
That's like a cartoon magician.
Oh, it is.
And he did end up hypnotizing people on stage.
Not me.
I didn't go up, no.
I do it.
I know, because I would break character. I couldn't, if I had to go along with it, I don't know.
No, my friend Amy got hypnotized at Not Scary Farm before, and it was real, and it freaked me out, because she wasn't okay after I got her back for like a while. Like a couple hours, I mean. Yeah. She was real weird.
I don't have the attention span to get hypnotized. Yeah. There's no way. I'm going to sit in the chair for 20 minutes going, you are hypnotized. I'd be laughing. You can't hypnotize
me. The giggles.
Yeah, I get the giggles, yeah.
All right, moving on. Heather, tell us about your bad date experience.
Well, pretty much all dates for me don't work out.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you guys.
What's the common denominator there?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys about any of the criminals I dated because you've already heard about
that. Oh, they
that.
Love that story.
But, oh, they do?
Who doesn't?
Thanks, guys.
No, not in a good way.
Oh. But this is like the only date I've had in recent times. It was 2016. And my friend's like, oh, she's an idiot. But she's like, oh, I'm going to set you up with this guy. He's so cool, la la la. So I had to go to our friend, ironically, Amy's house that mm-hmm. day for mm-hmm. a beautiful housewarming party. Mm-hmm. And this guy lived in the same town. So I'm like, oh, I'll already be there. We can just meet. Because obviously I'm going to have my own car.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And he is like, okay, cool. So then he called me during the day. And he's all, yeah, like, my car battery isn't working or whatever. I'm like, okay, we can cancel. Like, I'm not picking up the guy. He could strangle me to death.
His car battery wasn't working?
Yeah.
That's
and
a
I'm like,
one.
Oh, we can cancel. He's like, no, I'll get it fixed by then. I'm like, all right. So I go to the restaurant. He comes in. He's like panting and sweating.
And oh my God, he really did die and he had like run there?
Well, yeah. Well, he said he got a new one and it didn't work. And like, he lived really far away and there's all these hills. So,
do you mean this guy on dice? What the heck?
No, a stupid friend. And so then it was really weird, and I was like, I'm not driving the guy home because he could serial kill me, so I'm not going to do that. And so we started talking. I've never had this happen before. I was already in my 40s. Never happened before, never happened since. Every time he started talking, I would go, like, I could not stop yawning. It was I've never had that happen.
The poor guy ran miles to see when you yawned through the whole dinner.
Yeah, and finally, like, it was so obvious and so weird. I've never had it. And I was like, I apologize, but I'm, like, afraid I'm going to go to sleep. I have to drive home now. So I drove home, and it was, like, nighttime. But I was fine in my car. Then I got home. I was doing laundry. I was writing thank you notes. I wasn't yawning. So a friend of mine told me, it was your body subconsciously telling you, get away from me.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just boring.
I've been around tons of boring people, and I'm like this. I'm not yawning.
They can't see you.
Oh, sorry. I listen politely. And I wasn't actually that bored with what he had to say. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is wrong with me?
Weird.
I know, but it had been super hot that day, and mm-hmm. I ran all around. I don't know.
That is weird.
But it was very weird. I could tell you guys more stories, but I'm not going to.
I think I already shared the story of the time I got food poisoning from In-N-Out while my friends were trying to set me up with someone. So as I'm vomiting in the Dave & Buster's parking lot yelling, I'm not drunk.
Yes.
And my friends are like, you definitely look more drunk when
you
do that.
Say that.
But here's a time I accidentally went on a date.
What?
Yeah, it was in fairly recent times, and it was like a business lunch.
Oh,
I which I go on those at BJ's, and so I'm on the business lunch, and the person I was having lunch with, I don't think listens to the podcast, it'd be really awkward if he does, is like, oh, do you want to split a Pizookie? Because we're BJ's, and like, that's, of course you're going to get a Pizookie there. And I was like, sure, I guess we can split one. Like, that's weird, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And so, like, you have to, when you have a Pizookie, you have to get, like, the right amount of cookie and ice cream on your spoon to make it taste delicious, right?
Oh, right.
So I spent a lot of time, especially because it wasn't just mine, like, trying to stay on my side to get it. And I have my spoon up in there, and he takes his spoon, and he knocks my ice cream and cookie off. Like, don't get between me and snacks. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, literally, what are you doing? He's like, oh, ha, ha. And I was like, well, that was a weird thing to do. I guess that was flirting and I didn't know. So then I, like, really carefully and quickly.
That's horrible flirting.
Ate
yeah,
my
I was
other
gonna say, that's not weird.
I've never heard of that.
So then he's like, I have to go to the restroom, but, like, here's my credit card. Like, I want to pay for lunch today. Mm. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, if you see some charges to Forever 21, don't think anything of it. Ha ha. Like,
you
making a joke.
When I make those jokes.
And then he goes, oh, I'd ask you to model this stuff for me when you got it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. I'm in a business
it's
lunch, right?
Worse.
And when he got there, when he got there, we had only talked on the phone, like our business phones, to schedule the meetings. He's like, oh, I was running late and I didn't have your phone number, so I couldn't text you. And I was all, okay. Like,
oh, he wanted your cell phone number.
Yes.
Oh.
And so I got back to work and I was like, you guys, I accidentally went on a date. Like, I ran out of the restaurant. And he tried to take food from me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Joe, do you have a discussion question?
So, in regards to, so I think, you know, it seems like they were on a dating app before this. Because it seems like I've had this discussion question before about would you go on a dating app and then, or has a friend talk to you.
Yeah, no, we have talked about that before. Yeah.
I know. So somewhere in these seasons, I'm sure they've referenced
it. Yeah.
There's some kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, because the dating apps, you know, they were coming out back then, kind of the new news.
Because the dad isn't dating the classmate yet.
That's no, that's next episode.
Yeah. I watched them both back to back, so I'm trying to figure out where one stops.
Oh, I know and where one stops. Yeah. That's tricky.
Okay, so you no question then, because your question's already been asked.
So, well, let me tell you, the more important question that probably none of us have thought about before now is, have you brought your friends to your first work function, and did it go haywire? Because you know how you get a new job,
Winston.
And you're all excited, so it might be a Christmas party, it might be a business casual meeting, it could be something where you're going to meet the coworkers. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and we know what happened with Jess when she brought all her friends to the dance, right?
Yes, that was the first time. It was pretty crazy.
So now here's Winston bringing his high friends to the thing.
That's interesting you should ask that.
I see a theme.
Because my discussion questions almost was, should everyone on this show just get fired from their job?
Oh.
Like, honestly, just leave your workplace alone, especially in the next episode, because with Schmidt and the sponge account.
So I guess the discussion question is, has anything crazy ever happened when you brought your friends to work?
Ooh.
And whether it be the first time or maybe just the first few times or whatever, and you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do this?
You know, I've always brought friends to the Christmas party because you can bring a person, but it's always been, you know, fine. Like, nothing memorable in any way.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything. I just got teased a lot because all of my friends ended up working at the baseball stadium we worked at.
Yeah, I mean, I hired all our friends.
But even before you, Heather, one of my friends, Sean, who listens to this podcast, so we'll know when she gets to this episode because I'll get a text. She got hired to be a suite server, like, the year before you worked there. Maybe, you know, because she worked for Gala. Gala hired her for some reason. Just upstairs. I don't know what they did, like, greeted people or whatever. So it's literally not even a part-time job. You only come work 2 to 3 hours when there's a game.
Nice.
4 or 5 months out of the year. And so Sean gets jury duty, and she calls Gala, and she's like, oh, I wanted to let you know I'm going to need you to pay me for my jury duty.
Oh my gosh.
And Gayla's like,
pay me.
And the games happen at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. So it's not like she was missing work. And Gayla's like, don't pay for jury duty for part time employees. And I heard about it. I never even mentioned to Sean. We were young. I was like, so I can see where she, whatever. Like, we don't know stuff. Oh my God, did I hear about it for the next year? Remember your friend who wanted us to pay her to go to jury duty during the day?
That's funny.
Sorry I told that story, Sean.
That's hilarious, though. You couldn't not tell that.
Heather, discussion question?
Yeah.
Joe, I'm sorry. You didn't get to answer yours.
Yeah, so mine involves almost every time I bring my friends or something. Because when you work in sports and entertainment, everyone's your friend all of a sudden.
Oh,
can you hook
sense.
Me up? Can you get me
that
in?
Is
can
true.
You
do that this? Is true.
And, you know, I remember, so we had a concert of a very famous band. I guess I can say Def Leppard. We had a Def Leppard concert with Brian Adams.
Oh, I remember that.
And I won't say his name, but the team attorney, I've seen him like...
He does not listen to the podcast.
Halfway through the show, right? This is the team attorney. He's like older, and he's like an attorney. Like, I'm used to saying, hi, Mr. Attorney, you know? He's in the crowd. I'm just walking through the crowd. It's just random, right? Because I run the food and beverage. So I got checking all the beer stations, everything.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I pop up on him. He's got a beer in his hand. And he's arguing with the security guard.
No way.
Right? And I'm like, what is he trying to do? Well, he was at the gate that goes around the backstage.
Oh.
And he was a big Def Leppard fan, which I didn't know. So I go up because I'm trying to diffuse the situation because we like this guy. I don't want the security guard to. Because tell you the truth, that the president of the team knew, hey, should this guy go back? He'd bring him back.
Yeah.
So I try to intervene and be like, oh, come with me, Mr. Attorney. He's with me, Mr. Security Guard kind of thing.
You need some Sesame Street names around here.
That's what I was about to say.
Mr. Trashman.
So he goes, you got Jimmy backstage. I got to meet the Def Leppard guys. I got to meet them, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't meet the band. I serve the beer there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, well, let's try, even though I knew I couldn't get in. And, of course, I got stopped as soon as we hit the green room.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I could have got in because we had food in the green room.
Oh,
but
okay.
I didn't want to bring the guy in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's a case where maybe not a friend, but a business acquaintance.
He's still a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a friend. He did end up being a good friend.
Right.
So, but I just thought it was funny because that I expect out of a 20-year-old kid.
Right. Like, not a distinguished attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when I was running a hard summer, let me meet Travis Scott. Let me meet this guy.
Right.
I can't meet those. No, you can't meet those guys. I can't meet those guys.
Yeah. When Joe, it was like a possibility that Joe was going to work. What were you going to work? Were the Grateful Dead or Dead and Company were going to play? It was, but it ended up getting canceled. It was like a Woodstock some guy was trying to make.
Yeah, in New
York. And Dead and Company were going to play. Yes, it was in New York, so it wasn't nearby. And I was just like, listen, Joseph, if you have to work an event that John Mayer is at, because he plays guitar for Dead and Company, I've been through a lot with you, but our relationship and friendship will end if you don't find a way to get me in there. But it all got canceled.
I'm sure he would have.
No, he didn't care.
Yeah. And it's just, and then sometimes friends show up and I put them to work.
Yeah.
Like
that's
Pete,
true.
Pete showed up for that.
Came to that concert.
He ended up being a money runner for me.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, we got to start getting money. There's like thousands of dollars out there because we didn't understand the scope of cash you do for a concert. It's the first time we did a huge concert at the stadium.
Right.
So everyone's like, come get the cash. It's overflowing. I'm like, hey, Pete, what are you doing? Here's a money bag. You know, who am I? And
he's like, oh, I wanted to see the show.
Yeah, so I'm going to trust him with $10,000 walking around a Def Leppard concert.
What is your money?
With no security. Actually, there was security, so there was a cop that walked with him, but I mean, I knew him a long time, true, but
I just
do things like that. And,
you
and,
really do.
And just try to be like, you know.
You improvise.
Yeah.
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 Heather, discussion question.
Well, mine was the same one, like, on a date, like that. But I do have one other just really easy one. Nice. Besides me, did either of you think it was weird that no one commented on Winnie's awesome new style?
No, because Winston's an odd duck.
Yeah, he kind of does do his own thing.
Yeah, he does his own thing.
Okay. I have to... Oh, do you have another discussion question?
No.
I have to go back because this is, I told the story on the radio and the radio guy told me it was, quote, radio gold.
Oh.
And I've never, I don't think, told it here before. I wasn't on a date, but this guy came to our work and was hitting on me. And he asked me if I had any kids. And I was like, yeah. And he said, how many? And I said, two. And I said, do you have any kids? And he was like, yeah. And I said, how many? And I am not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. When he said to me, I'm not sure. I'm still waiting on some paternity tests.
Oh, my God. That's like something from TV.
And
that's
this makes sense why this person's hitting on me. They're insane.
It's a heck of a pickup line.
I actually think I remember that.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
On that note, we'll wrap up this episode. We'll see you next week for season 4, episode 3, Julie Berkman's older sister. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.